All right, good afternoon everyone. So today we are going to finish the second main topic in our course, which is ER or EER modeling. I hope you all have submitted the assignment one. We are facing some problem with Blackboard, and that's why you can't see the assignment two so far. It should be visible by now. I'll make sure that we will sort out that problem by today so that you'll be able to start working on your assignment two on the weekend or before the deadline. So it will be visible by today, and today we are finishing everything which you need to work on your assignment two. So you have created basically the data requirements, the set of data requirements, and in next step, in the assignment two, although it's not visible yet, but basically you will convert those data requirements into ER or EER model depending on what is required in your case. Maybe your case is like that we don't need a specialization in that case. In that case, your ER diagram will be pure ER diagram. There won't be any specialization. But it would be better if there is some, or you just make up something, because the more construct it will have, the better it will be for you to learn how to convert, because each requires a different technique. So the more variety you will have in your ER diagram, the better it will be for you for the practice for the next steps. Okay? All right, so what did we study last time? Yeah? Yeah, we enhanced the ER modeling. So basically we learned about specialization or generalization. Can you think of any example? Any other example except my boring employee, student and subject and courses and all that? Something nice, interesting. Yeah?
Different kind of corn. If you have a section that is named corn, then you have barley.
Okay, so all what we call it, what's the common name for all of these?
Grains.
Grains, yeah. And then we have wheat. No, this is not the spelling. Okay, now it's the correct one. We have corn. We have barley, and we have many more, right? Now think about the attributes. The attributes which are only applicable for grains, and then some attribute which is applicable for each one of them. It is difficult in this particular case, right? Okay, let's not focus on attributes. Let's focus on whether it is disjoint or disjoint or overlapping. Is it disjoint or overlapping? A grain, this is the set of all the grains. A grain can belong to more than one category? No, it's not a possibility. So it is disjoint. What about total and partial? All the grains which are here are either this or this or this, or is there any other type of grain also? There are different other type of grains, so this is partial. Okay, just think of any other example where we can have attributes also. Can you think of something nice? Okay, maybe. I don't know how well it will work. We talked about it a little bit last time, but we are making a different type of specialization. Have Have you people seen any three-wheelers? Have you ever sat on any three-wheelers? People from my part of the world might have sat many times in different type of three-wheelers. Okay? And then we have four-wheelers. And there may be heavy vehicles which has wheels more than four. Right? I don't know how we can find the specialized attribute, but okay, we can at least find here vehicle ID or engine number, whatever. Maybe the make, which company is making it, the cost, very important. I don't know what. Can we have further specialization in this? Anybody can tell about three-wheelers? Anyone? What are the different type of three-wheelers? We have auto rickshaws. You may, it's very interesting to sit on those. And any other? Different countries have different, Thailand have different, India has different. So there are many different which are of different sizes, different capacity, and whether it is private or used as a public transport. And then again, in the four-wheelers, we may have cars, we may have jeeps, or there may be other type. In heavy wheels, I'm just writing some general one. We may have trucks, buses, or many other type. Okay? All right. What will be this? Disjoint or overlapping? Can there be a vehicle which is a two-wheeler as well as three-wheeler or three-wheeler as well as four-wheeler? Not possible, right? So it is disjoint. Whether it is total or partial, did we consider all the vehicles or is there some other which doesn't come in any of these category and still vehicles? Boats, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So naturally this is partial. There are many different type of vehicles apart from what we have specified here. What about here? Is it total or partial? Yeah, a motorcycle cannot be a bicycle, right? It cannot be a scooter. There is no common thing. So it is disjoint. I think most of them are disjoint. But car and jeep? A four-wheeler can be a car as well as a jeep. Nowadays there are many models, we don't know what to call them, whether they are car or they come under jeep. So a particular four-wheeler can come under two categories, isn't it? I don't know much about cars and jeep. Maybe you people know better. So tell me whether it is overlapping or disjoint. It's overlapping, right? And most probably this is disjoint. Total, partial. Is there any other type of two-wheelers? Except bicycle, scooter and motorcycle. Do we have any other two-wheels vehicle? Do we? I don't know. I mean, I think not, right? Okay, then in that case it's total. We haven't specified all of them, so there are many varieties, though it is partial. in four wheels, I'm not sure whether it is total or partial, and I'm sure there are other different type of heavy vehicles. Heavy vehicles, except the one which we have specified. So that is definitely partial. Okay, so this is one other example. The only thing missing in this case, which you may find in your example, that we have the attributes related with superclass, but we didn't find any specified attribute related with any of the subclass. But there are many cases where some of the attributes only applicable for the subclass, but not for all of them. So that's why we need to associate them with that specific subclass. Okay? Any other example where we can find the attributes everywhere in subclass as well as superclass? Anything coming into mind? Any other example? If you have some idea, just let us know. You don't have to be 100% sure about it. We will figure it out how it is.
Types of minerals?
Yes.
Okay. You have like
I have no idea, so you have to tell. Once upon a time, I studied all of them, maybe in school, but that was ancient times, many, many decades before. Okay, so we have minerals. Okay, help me. What are the attributes?
Hardness.
Okay. What will be the key? The names? Okay.
Purity, for example.
Purity.
Tenacity.
Oh God. What is the spelling?
I mean, you find any other ideas.
Okay. What are the subclasses? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't follow you. Can you say again?
Element composition.
Okay, but then again it will be here, right? Element composition with which this compound is made, right?
Yes.
Okay. What will be the subclasses? We were looking for example of specialization, right? Any other nice ideas of specialization which doesn't include the complex things of minerals? Yeah.
Beverages,
yeah. That's my area, yes. Okay. Yes. What you have in mind about the subclasses, how you are dividing, based on what?
Alcohol.
Alcohol based? Okay, that's the first one, comes in our mind. Alcohol based, okay. Soft drinks, maybe? Okay. There may be some which are milk based. Or something, right? And carbonated soft drinks, right? Is it a difference between the soft drinks and carbonated? Okay, when I was saying carbonated, a soft drink, I meant carbonated. Okay, let's write the correct word. Carbonated drinks. Okay. Then some are milk based, okay?
Lemonade.
Yeah, that is not carbonated. Yeah, lemonade or juice.
Juice or
Yeah. What about tea, coffee and all that? Hot drinks? Yeah, then it will be, okay, let's see, hot drinks. What will be the word for juice or lemonade or those kind of thing?
It would be soft drink, and you could divide by carbonated and uncarbonated drinks.
That's correct. Okay, is there any other?
We know that distribution, shouldn't we include like meat based and inside non carbonated?
It is getting more complicated.
But it could be overlapping,
right? Yeah. It can be different also. Okay, let's figure out from here. What can be the attributes here? We are first looking for, okay, yeah, the company, okay, but we are looking for a key attribute. What can be the key attribute? A key attribute will be made up of so many attributes in that case. Let's make a, no, name can be, there can be two different with the same name. Is it possible?
No.
But belongs to different companies?
No.
And have different price?
Produce a code for a product. Product code,
right? Yeah, we can have product code. So although its attributes cannot make the key, we can make its key. All right, now think about the attributes of these special ones, which is only applicable in case of some of the subclasses.
Alcohol percent.
Huh?
Alcohol percent.
Yeah, here it is easy. At least we got one attribute of a subclass. Any other?
Coffin level.
What level?
Coffin.
Caffeine.
Caffeine level. Okay. Yes, very good. Okay. All right, so what kind it is? Overlapping, because some of the soft drink can be milk based. Is there any other? Or some milk based products are hot drinks also. So this is overlapping. Is it total or partial? Did we figure out all the beverages, or is there any other which we haven't mentioned?
We haven't mentioned water.
Okay. Yes. Okay, let me mention water. Is it total now? What we are missing?
Slush.
Okay, so this is definitely partial. Yeah, there are smoothies and other things. There are lots of things. What about this? This is definitely disjoint. Is it total or partial? All the soft drinks are either carbonated or not carbonated. Is there a third type also? At least we got one total. So we actually saw all the examples. That's good. There is overlapping, there is disjoint, there is total, there is partial. That's all we studied last time. So let's move to the next topic. So this is what we studied. With every specialization, we need to specify whether it is disjoint or overlapping. So we need to specify the disjointness constraint. And then we need to specify whether it is total or partial, which comes under completeness constraint. So see here, there can be four different types by different permutation and combination. So we have a partial and overlapping, and we have a total and disjoint. But the other two are also possible. Okay, so last time we studied about one more thing, that is the shared subclass. When there is a subclass which has more than one parent class or parent entity, can we think of something here? I don't know whether I have named it correctly or not, but there is a possibility that we can have a shared subclass or maybe milk-based hard drinks. Right, so we have a shared subclass which has two superclasses, and because of the presence of this shared subclass, this hierarchy has turned into what? What we call it?
Lattice.
So before we included this shared subclass, this was a hierarchy where we have tree-like structure. But when there is a kind of a loop or a shared subclass, then it becomes a lattice.
Question. Can you say that a part of a hierarchy, when it becomes a lattice, is the whole structure a lattice then?
Whole structure is lattice then, not that part only. No, we can divide it. So this is the example we saw of shared subclass. And today we are going to see one more thing. This is the total example of the book. You can also see in book and see in detail. And here, see, most of the subclasses have some of the attributes of its own, which is very good. Now the next thing is categories. We need to learn about category, which is little bit different from the normal things which we have seen so far. So see here, actually the upper part is an example of a category. This, although the book have specified this also as a category, but this thing we can make with our normal specialization, isn't it? That's what we're doing. Registered vehicles, we are divided into cars or trucks. So this is like kind of a normal specialization. But in the book, they have tried to put it like a category. But that thing which is on the up part, we cannot represent with the help of specialization. Why? You see one thing here. All what happens when we make this? Each of the subclass and superclasses has the same key, isn't it? They all are recognized by the same key, because either they have themselves the key or they will inherit that key, but you will not find any subclasses where key is something else. But when we talk about the categories, all the different classes there have a different key. For example, this example. We are talking about the owner of vehicles. And these owners of vehicles can be individual. They are person. So that is written there. And they have the key social security number. And then owner can be a bank. Sometimes bank have their own vehicles. Or it can be a company. Company have their own vehicles, like, or maybe post offices. They have their own vehicles. So the owner of the vehicles are not always an individual. It can be a company, it can be a bank, Or similarly, we can see another example like sorry, I forgot to take the picture. Anyway, it's gone now. Similar example like the one which is there. This is an example of a category, and if you see here, I don't have a space, that's why I'm making it this side. I can't remember the English word, I'm getting the Turkish word. What's that fixed deposit? Okay. All right. So we have bank accounts in the bank. They are recognized by account number, and we can further divide the bank accounts into various different type of bank accounts, normal saving accounts or maybe fixed deposit account. But finally, they will not have a different key because this is a normal specialization, and either whether it is a saving account or fixed deposit account or any other type of account, they will be recognized by account number, right? They all will have the account number. So basically they share the key, and that is what we learned so far. This is a specialization, right? But see here in this case, I mean structure wise, it looks as if it is same, but it's not same. If you see, owner looks very much like bank account, and there two things are coming out, but the meaning is not same. Here, owner can be company or owner can be a person, owner of bank account. It can, that bank account can be owned by a owner who is a person, or a bank account can be owned by someone which is actually a company, like NTNU have their own bank account. Like every company has the bank account where they use for their bank financial things. Sorry. Okay. And now see here. In case of specialization, the key is with the usually with the superclass. But here, can we make a key of owner? What will be the key? Social security number or company ID? We don't know. because we don't know which account belongs to which type of owner right now. So there is no attributes actually here, nothing. So when we will convert it, when we will actually know, then we will decide that that account is owned by a person or whether it is owned by a company, and then accordingly we will take the attributes. So basically, owner is not a specialization, it is a category. Or in other words, owner is a subset of union of both of them. Here the union means the same thing like in mathematics. So owner is collection of companies as well as collection of individual people who own the bank account. Everyone. And if that is an individual, they are described by social security number and name. If the owner is a company, they are described by company ID and other attribute. So this is a category. Whereas this is a specialization. So first thing is the symbol is different. Second thing is that if it is a category, all of the other classes from or entities from which it is made, they will have different key attributes. If it is a specialization, all of them will have the same key attributes. So this is the basic difference between category and specialization. Is that clear? Okay. Now we are coming to the case study. Please read this case study and then we have to make the So this is about a financial institution. Once you read it, then we can start doing it. Can you try making it by yourself and then I'll do the solution here? Try to recognize the entities, sub-entities, whatever you have learned. I'll tell you there is no weak entity, so you don't have to worry about that. But there are lots of specialization, because this is an example related with specialization. Try to find the superclasses, subclasses, etc., etc. In the first reading, just try to catch the entities and attribute, and then later on you can think about whether what kind of connections are there between those entities, or is there a specialization or a normal relationship or what it is. So first try to catch the entities. Once you catch it, then you can tell me, we can start doing it here. Do you want to try, or do you want me to do it? What would you prefer?
To try?
Yeah. First try a little bit, because it will help you to do the similar thing in the exam. Try to look for, if you cannot, then finally I'm going to give you the solution. Just try to catch how much you can catch from the description here. In this particular case, every line is important. So you are getting clues in every line. Because in previous case studies, we saw one of the paragraph was just a description, not giving any clues about the data. First, just work on customer and what are the different types of customers do you have. And then later on you worry about the different type of investments. So just focus on small part and try to finish that. if you want a break little bit early, we can have break now and then we can continue after 10 minutes and then solve this. Okay? So let's have a 10 minutes, 15 minutes break and then we will, maybe you'll be fresh and can see the problem better. Okay? Okay? You can start working, and once you identify the entities, please let me know. You have 15 minutes to figure out whatever we can, you can, and then, or 10 minutes, and then I'll start doing it here with your help. Or if it is already completed, you can tell me, we can start doing now. Yeah.
What are debentures?
They are type of some investments which gives that the risk is less than shares, but the return is less than shares also. I only know this much about debentures also, not more than that. Okay, are you ready to help me to make it here?
Yeah.
All right, tell me the entities. I mean all of you together. I'm not saying you alone. That will be too much of a pressure on one person. Okay. Whoever come up with any idea, just tell me. I'll make that. And then I'll correct it. Don't worry, even if it is wrong.
Customer.
Huh? Customer. Yeah. Okay. What are the entities related with the, what are the attributes related with the customer?
ID.
Okay. So we have customer ID, which will be the key attribute. What else?
Name.
Name. And address. All right. One entity done. What else do we have here?
Employees.
Employees. Is there an attribute related with employees? Okay. All right. What else? Institutions. Is there an attribute related with institution? What it is? Contact person? What else? General public or people, we can say anything. Okay. General public. Okay. Is there any attribute related with general public? Normal people who are not employees or they are not the institutions who are just making some investments. Is there any attribute? Okay. Yeah, usually it is the name, but it's not specified. There is a reason for that, so we'll come back to the name later. Okay? Is there any other entities you can recognize here?
Investments.
So we have investments. You might be thinking that why I'm writing one there, because I know the solution. So I know how to put it in this board in a better way. Investment. Is there a ID or something for the investment? Is there something specified about the investments? Okay, so tell me the subclasses then. Fixed deposits. Debentures, and we have shares, and actually there is many things specified by about all those three. So can you tell me the attributes of, let's start with fixed deposit. What are the attributes of fixed deposit? Term. Yes, time period. Whether it is 1 year, 2 year or 3 year. So basically 1, 2, 3 are not the attribute. Attribute is the time, and for different fixed deposit we will put the value either 1 or 2 or 3 for this attribute. Okay, is there anything else? Fixed deposit is described with time period and what else? Is there something else?
Category.
Do you think we need a subcategory, or we can say payment scheme as an attribute? What do you think is better? There are two options. You can have payment scheme here, and while filling the data for that attribute, we will fill what kind of payment scheme is that. Or another way is, different payment schemes here. What do you think is more applicable or easier or simpler in this case? This one? Do we have any other attributes here? If the information can be put with the help of an attribute only, like if we put a payment scheme here and when we are making the table for fixed deposit, we will have time, we will have payment scheme, and here we can say, okay, the fixed deposit one has a time period of 2 years and the payment scheme is principal plus interest. And we can say for the second one, another fixed that has a time period of 3 years and the scheme is principal only. And interest is periodically. Does it work in this case? If it works, then we can only have a simple attribute. But if we need to store many things about this payment scheme, then maybe it's a good idea to have a specialization. So what do you think is more applicable in this case? I'll go with whatever you will say. As an attribute, we can specify, or do you think we need so much complexity to have two different subclasses and fixed deposit is one of the fixed deposit is payment plus interest, another is payment plus interest periodically. Give me your opinion. We cannot have both. So we can only have one. Because both means redundancy, duplicating the same thing. We don't want redundancy. Attribute in this case is a better idea because we don't have any attributes of these subclasses even if we make. And in the end, when you will convert, the more subclasses, classes are there, you may tempt to make more tables, which is not a good idea always. Okay? So for now, because it doesn't require much details to be stored, it's better to have the attribute. But obviously, that was an option also, which might be correct in some other cases. Okay, what about the debentures? What are the attributes for debentures? Again, we have the debentures, we have the time period. And then we have what is the type, whether it is convertible or non-convertible, right? Again, we had the option to divide it into two, whether the debenture is of the type convertible or type non-convertible. But instead of having the specialization here, we did the same job by having a type attribute. And we will fill the value when we will create the table that this debenture is convertible type or this is non-convertible type. Okay? And what is the third one? Share. Again, in the share, we have the type, whether it is an equity share or preferred share. All right, so this we made. So we have around eight entities. Now we need to connect them. How we can connect them? Did we get anything about the investment anywhere? Is it Yeah. Investment is identified by its identification number. Okay. Now think we need to find something between them. Is there an option of categories, or we can just have specialization, no need for categories? Categories means you are combining the subclasses into one big one where they have different key attributes. If that's not the case, then simple specialization will be fine. Tell me, is there a specialization anywhere? Investment too? Yeah, so we have a specialization here. That means all of these have this identification number. They inherit the attribute of the superclass, which is the investment. So fixed deposit will finally have three attributes: identification number, time period, and payment scheme. And debenture will also have three, share will have two. Finally. What else? I'm not going to make anything until you will tell me.
Relationship between customer and investment.
Okay, so there is a relationship between customer and investment. What can be the name of this relationship?
Invests.
Okay, customers invests in investments. Okay, that's good. The total amount a particular customer has invested is kept in a database. Do you think we could make this attribute, which we are making as a relationship attribute, as here or here? Do you think will it work? It won't work actually. Here in this case, we will have different amount for different type of investment. If we put it here, then every customer will have one total amount. Okay? Still, there are three dangling in space. Tell me what to do there.
Specialization.
So from customer, I'm making it opposite, but this symbol will specify, like the symbol should be on the subset side. Okay, so we made the general structure. Now we need to fill in the details. The first specialization, where customer can be an institution or a general public or employee, or those are type of customers. What kind of specialization it is? Is it disjoint or overlapping? Total or partial? Tell me what should I write here and what I make here.
Disjoint.
It's disjoint because a general public cannot be employee. Or is it disjoint? It seems like that. I don't know. By the name, it sometimes feels that employees are also general public, right? But then they will be treated as employee because they may get some extra benefits by investing in the company's finances. So there their role will be as an employee. If they are not employee, then they will not have as much benefits and they will be general public. Okay. What about, okay, total partial? Are there any other type of customers, or are there just those three type of customer? Now, we are not assuming anything here. We will focus on this. So, is this data requirement specifying any other type of customers, or there are only these three types? If only these three types, then this is a total participation. Okay? Now let's try to fill the details here. Okay. What type it is? Here and here, just tell me this. A share can be treated as a debenture. A fixed deposit can be a share. An investment can be part of two subclasses. No, it doesn't seem like that. Is it total or partial? Again, we are not talking about the investment that exists in the real world. We are talking about the investments for this data requirements. Is it total or partial? Total again, okay? And then, let's talk about this relationship. Is it one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many? Many-to-many. A customer can invest on many investments. An investment can have many customers. What about total partial? All the customers are investing? Otherwise, why they are the customers of this company? All the investments are invested by some customer or used by some customers, or there can be an investment which is nobody put money on that. Is there a possibility? Okay, those who are saying yes, it's partial. Those who are saying no, it's total. But then, after some time, the company will stop offering them if no one is interested. Right? So for now, it can be partial, but at some point, it's going to be total. Because the things which is not taken by anyone, we don't keep them. Right? It's not beneficial for the company. But for now, let's suppose there are some investment nobody has invested in. Okay? So then it will be partial. But if you don't believe in this, then it can be total also. For me, I think it should be total. For you, it can be partial because I need to take a photo and that's why I'm making it like that. So this is the solution of this particular example. Alright, so let's just refresh what we have done so far. This is basically the end of this week's lecture, but we still have half an hour. So if you want, we can refresh that. And if you want, we can leave here. Or do you have any questions so far about the topics we discussed so far? You have any problem with SQL, any part? Whatever we have discussed during the lecture or during the lab, if you want to ask any question, I can answer those questions.
What does the banana mean?
What?
The banana.
Yeah, this. Okay, this is the symbol of subset. Remember from mathematics? It is the subset. So, share is a subset of this, or subclass here in this word. So, if you remember in set theory, we used to do like this. A is a subset of B. Do you remember from set theory mathematics? You people should remember, because if I remember after so many decades, you must remember. Have you done those set theory? Intersection, union, minus, those things? There we had these when we were talking about the sets. Now I have started mathematics. a set with three numbers and there is another set with set of integers. A is the set subset of B, right? And we will talk about actually union intersection later on when we will come to relational algebra. Or maybe sometime in SQL. You don't want to talk about mathematics? But sets are the simplest part of mathematics, isn't it? Okay, we will quickly pass it when the time will come. Any other question? So what did we learn in ER modeling total? This strong entity, weak entity. Just start imagining the notation because I'm not going to make it. You all know what is a strong entity. You all know what is a weak entity. How we make it? How we make it?
How we make a strong entity.
How we make a strong entity? These all are strong entities.
Yeah.
Right? A single rectangle, this is strong entity. How we make weak entity? Double rectangles. Then we talked about key attribute. There is a key attribute with the line behind. Then composite attribute, do you remember? Name is divided into first name, middle name, last name. Multi-valued attribute, do you remember? That is derived. This is derived. Age is calculated from birth date. This is derived. Then we have multi-valued phone number. A person can have multiple phone numbers. That was multi-valued. And then what else we talked about? Relationships. One-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many. Just imagine what are the examples we saw. This is many-to-many. Course taught by teachers, again many to many. Then there were one to one, employee manages department, that was one to one. We talked about cardinality, which I am just saying, one to one, one to many, many to many. And we talked about total and partial, which we are still continuing with. So that's what we saw in the last chapter. And then we saw weak entity type, which doesn't have its own key, but it has something special. What it is? Partial key. And how do we make it? Remember the dependent's name? And partial key, we make it like this, right? What else we did? We did the recursive relation. Do you remember? An employee is supervising other employees. A course has prerequisite course. So we saw that recursive relationship. What else did we see? We saw the different degrees in the relationship, binary. Most of them we have seen are binary, but there can be ternary relationship where three entities are participating. And then we saw specialization, generalization. And we saw category. That's all you need to know. Just little bit. These are very little, right? Any questions so far related with any of the topics? Yeah?
Is there going to be a cardinality to not one to many, two to...
In some of the notations, you specify specifically... But that notation is not used by our book. In that case, we do something like that. A customer can invest in minimum one and maximum five investments. And an investment can have minimum zero because we were thinking it can be partial. And maximum, we don't know the number. But this is not the notation we are following. So you don't have to worry about that. N can be anything. It can be 2, it can be 5, it can be 10, it can be anything. We don't know yet. Okay? Any other questions? Yeah.
For the exam, if you do everything right, you have all the right notations, but it's kind of messy.
Yeah. No, messy is not a problem. I am a very patient person. As long as it is readable. So please don't make it so small that I have to use a lens to read it. As long as those constraints are not there, I'm very patient. I'll try to find what I'm looking for and try to give you marks for that. But if you have written in something which I cannot even read and my eyes are not as new as you people, then it can be a problem. I need to borrow a lens from someone, which I may or may not get again. And don't make anything in Norwegian because I am learning. But I can make something else and where you meant something else. And it can be wrong. So try to stick to English.
Do we know the date for the final exam?
19th of December. Is it late?
Yes.
It's late for me also. I should have asked to change it. But now the time is gone. We can't change it this time. So it's 19th of December. At the end, when you will be finished with all the courses, you will have lots of time to study for databases. That's the positive point. Let's look for positive. Any other questions? Okay, then it's time to go. One more question.
The lab work, Wednesday, instead of the circle with the letter in for the special shapes notation, they used a triangle?
Yeah, because did you use the tool? You are not, because in the tool, maybe the teaching assistants are using the notations of the tool, because they are going to introduce you to the tool in which you are going to make your ER diagram before submitting. So it won't be hand drawn. The second assignment is not hand drawn. You are supposed to make the ER diagram inside Creately. So maybe that was in their mind and that's why they made the triangle. But it means the same thing, specialization. Any other questions? No questions. So have a nice weekend. Enjoy it. And we will meet on Wednesday again.